What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Browns taking on the Philadelphia Eagles in preseason game number 2. We will get back to Quinshon Judkins and Isaiah Bond coming up here in a little bit. Also, Morgan Wallen's in town. And everybody's like, Ken, you excited? I go, guys, I don't know a single word he sings. I don't know a single song or
Which
word
I think
or any
would
a lyric.
Shock people.
Nothing. And people go, how is that possible? I go, guys, the current country music, I think I might actually, I haven't been to a concert in years. The current country music singers I might go to see, Sturgill Simpson. A lot of people send me a lot of other ones that are really good too, but I mean, you'd go see him in clubs and things like that. I'd see Sturgill Simpson. Would he be like Rocket Arena? Could Sturgill Simpson do Rocket Arena?
I don't know if he'd be there yet.
Okay, so he's like more House of Blues, Agora?
Yeah.
Okay. And
might be a Blossom.
My wife, who has never liked country music, you know she kind of likes?
Who's that?
She likes Luke Combs. And I'm kind of okay. I'm all right with Luke Combs.
He's a bigger fella.
It's a little. I wonder if that's kind of the thing. Kind of looks like you.
Yeah, he does.
Kind of looks like you.
Same kind of beard. Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm going, oh, he's a bigger guy. Is there like a thing there? Maybe it is. But I also thought, I like some of Luke Combs. A little bit too much heartbreaky stuff for me, but whatever. But most of the country music stars I listen to, guys, I'm like, they're dead.
Guys for you.
Okay.
There's a guy named Zach Top, you should go listen.
Okay, I'll check that out. I like Culture Wall, the guy from Canada, like some of those ones.
Yeah, how about I'm Ride or Die, Rascal Flatts.
Yeah, no.
Ohio voice.
Not as much with me. But most of the guys I listen to, with the exception of Hank Williams Jr., they're dead. Waylon Jennings is dead. Willie Nelson is dead. Johnny Cash, definitely dead.
Even I know, like, five
Charlie Daniels
Morgan Wallen songs, that one of them was with Post Malone.
Yeah.
And that got a lot of play in the Lima car, thanks to the wife. So I've seen a lot of his walkouts, and every time, remember, you had Peyton Manning do the one when
Knoxville.
He was in Knoxville, Tennessee. That was pretty
Peyton
damn cool.
Peyton was in full volunteer
in full uniform.
Who, yes. Peyton Manning was?
Yes.
Oh, go watch. You can YouTube best Morgan Wallen walkouts, and you'll see some good ones.
So he's doing two shows, right?
Two. So
two shows.
We're going to have
tomorrow.
Two cast of characters, potentially. You remember in Kansas City, and they talked a lot about it with Travis Kelce on that Taylor Swift podcast. They had Mahomes,
uniform.
Kelce, Chris Jones. They came out. So oftentimes it's sports.
Hell of a thing.
Yep. Some celebrity. And
they play in that arena. It makes it easier.
Yeah. So who's it going to be over the next 2 days?
Well, the Browns are in Philly. So
I was told there would be one Brown in there on Saturday, but it's going to be tight. It's going to be
tight. That's
going to
be a tight
back.
Window. That game starts at 1.
Mm-hmm.
That game will probably end. It's a preseason game, so it probably ends before 4. In the air at 5.
Mm-hmm.
They move very quickly. That's going to be tight.
And do they go to Hopkins or Burke?
They go to Hopkins.
Okay.
Should be Hopkins.
That adds to the time.
It's a very big plane.
So hopefully no speeding on the way from there to the stadium, given recent events.
Okay.
Do you have any?
You want to hit that for me over there before we talk about these QBs?
No, I have a police report.
Reckless speculation.
It was just MGK week. Do you think he's hanging around? Because I imagine Morgan Wallen would.
His city, right?
And then they would do a song together, wouldn't they?
Of course.
What would they sing?
The one where you dance with a mop.
Do we have to see Dylan Gabriel tomorrow?
I think so.
I think this is last chance, man.
Yeah. I think it's a huge opportunity, though. You say last chance.
I got to see it. Again,
what if he actually plays well? I know. Save your laughter.
I've only seen him a couple times, and really it's been no pads. No pads. And everybody who sees him doesn't have nice things to say. Elliott Shore Parks, WIP, their Eagles, the Daryl Ryder of the sports radio WIP over there in Philadelphia. He was on with the guys in the afternoon. And I mean, he, again, not very nice things to say about Dylan Gabriel.
I would not be putting stock in Dylan Gabriel as a future quarterback of this team if I were Browns fans. I thought he was probably better today than he was yesterday, but I'm skeptical after watching him for 2 days. Unfortunately, I didn't get to see Sanders practice. Obviously, he didn't practice the last 2 days, so I can't compare the two, but I would be pretty stunned if Sanders isn't considerably better than Dylan Gabriel. He's got to be the smallest quarterback I've ever seen on an NFL field. So, yeah, I think it's probably mostly the height is part of it, but I also thought yesterday his accuracy wasn't very good. I do think today he was better, but no, I don't think he is an NFL starting quarterback.
I said Willie Nelson was dead for whatever reason. Willie Nelson is definitely still alive. Elliott Shore Parks, that's him on Dylan Gabriel.
How tall is Willie Nelson?
He's taller than Dylan Gabriel. He's still alive. Now you got height.
He's listed at 5'6".
Shorter than Dylan Gabriel.
Okay. All right.
Be taller in cleats.
Well, Willie Nelson in cowboy boots. He might be taller in cowboy boots.
He might not be taller, but he's definitely higher.
If he was a certain governor of a certain state in the South, maybe he would be taller. Coming in hot at 9:45.
That's right.
Elliott Shore Parks continues talking about Shador. And when Shador, we talked about this yesterday, talking to Jalen Hurts as the Browns won joint practice number two over the Eagles, according to Elliott Shore Parks. And here's what he said about Shador Sanders.
But Jalen is certainly somebody that lots of people have opinions on, whether he's top 10 quarterback, wherever he should rank in the league. It feels like he's always talked about. It is cool to see him become a guy that other young quarterbacks around the league are, you know, looking to for advice or looking up to, however you want to put it. He said that, you know, he will keep his conversation with Shador private, but, you know, he's always there for Shador and he wants to help out the young quarterback. So, you know, I don't know Shador, or I don't know if I'm pronouncing that correctly, but Shador is like, I don't know maybe as well as you guys do, but I think it's an awesome sign for him as a person that he reached out to Jalen after practice and asked for his advice. So I know there was a lot of discussion about him pre-draft and, you know, where he should have gone, but that interaction to me, I think, is a very promising sign.
50% of our audience loved that answer and 50% of it hate it. Just so you know, that because anytime we say Shador, 50% love it, 50% hate it.
That's crazy because I think he's easily the best thing your team has going right now. If I was a Browns fan, I would put all my chips into him right now and pray that works out.
That's coming from somebody else outside of Cleveland, so you guys can't go ranting and raving at me. I totally agree with him. But I mean, Jalen Hurts is a guy who might be the most disrespected quarterback in the NFL. I can't even say he's top five. Just because he's won a Super Bowl, I can't say he's top five. How many quarterbacks would you put him over to win you a football game on the final drive? You probably put 5, 6, 7 guys up there, maybe even more. He's definitely a top 10 to me, but I think Shador Sanders asking him for advice, talking ball with him, you couldn't find a better one. I mean, Tom Brady's Tom Brady. Tom Brady was undervalued, obviously, coming out of college. The story is legendary. But this guy, he's at the top, and people still question him. And I think for Shador, that's a great thing to say. But again, when it comes to Dylan Gabriel, guys, I got to see him tomorrow. I have to see him because I don't know if he's going to end up playing against the Rams. If Kenny Pickett's ready to go. Now, if Kenny Pickett's not ready to go, then it's Joe Flacco, and then how much do you play anybody else? So I got to see this guy because what scares me is that they might just hand him the number two spot. And I can't find anybody to say nice things about this guy during practice. Excuse me for something like this. I can't find anybody to say anything nice about this guy while he's throwing a football.
It seems like every day I'm waiting for him just to show some signs, right? That would lead you to be, forget third round.
Honestly, I check Twitter and I go, I want to see I don't mean to cut you off on this, but it's like I'm waiting for somebody to go, this is Dylan Gabriel's day. Look at this day he's having today. And it's not happening.
Zero times.
It's not happening.
It's actually amazing because there are plenty of terrible quarterbacks in the NFL that have good practices, right? That look really good, seem dialed in. And it's not like this dude can't throw a football. I've got plenty of evidence. I sent you yesterday, Kenny. I know it was a lot of one-read stuff in that shotgun offense of Oregon. But, I mean, the guy could throw the football. Like, there was no debate about that. Mm-hmm. You'd think there would be some days where, you know, some days not a lot of pass rush. You know, it's a lot of drills, especially in the red zone. Never. You haven't heard one good day from the dude, which is just staggering to me because, like, you'd think he'd look, maybe not a third rounder, but even fifth round quarterbacks, Brock Purdy aside, even fifth round quarterbacks have good moments.
Yeah, and I haven't got a chance to see it. So they've been on the road. They were on the road in Carolina for one practice. They've been on the road in Philadelphia for two practices. You know, I got to see Dylan Gabriel tomorrow. And if we don't get to see Dylan Gabriel, like, again, I think the trust for this franchise is at an all-time low while we've been on the – well, at least during this regime. I mean, I think there's been lower trust of the franchise. But with this regime, I think the trust is at an all-time low. I think a lot of people think – and not even considering what we were arguing about for the first hour of the show, I think a lot of people think that they know better than everybody else and they consistently do it wrong compared to everybody else. Like, I remember during a press conference, I think it was – it might have actually been with us when Andrew had said, you know, they like to zig when everybody else zags. And that's a quote. And I'm thinking, man, maybe you should zag when everybody else is zagging because you're 3-14. Maybe that should be the way. And then they take Dylan Gabriel in the third round. It's a questionable pick in the third round. I know that there's been some reports to buoy it up over the last couple of days where, yeah, teams tried to trade for him. So it might have been a fourth round guy. So if you're really arguing between third and fourth round, I mean, that's really ticky-tack if you're going to do that for a quarterback. Okay, fair. But if he goes out there and he looks like he's not even a capable quarterback whatsoever, the NFL, like, I'm sorry, we got to skewer him on Monday. Because if you're going to put this guy number two, like, this is your Waterloo, if you're Kevin Stefanski or Andrew Barry or anybody here. Because if he ain't got it, you spent a third-round pick on this guy, we're doing Cody Kessler, Tastios, and generic cereal all over again. Except the problem is that generic cereal gets the job done. Generic cereal costs you less and fills you up. Dylan Gabriel, I don't know if he's going to do that. So I can't even compare him to generic cereal the way I did back in the day.
Now, I did have a question that pertains to all the quarterbacks after yesterday. Joe Flacco going up against the ones, having the success that he had yesterday, does that increase the depth between Joe Flacco and Shador and everybody else? Does that mean... we're not, like, basically what Albert Breer's been saying all along.
I think where we're at right now, it's...
like, do we have to tell people that Shador is not in and Dylan Gabriel is not in the same stratosphere as Joe?
And I don't know, and because of Kenny's injury, I don't think Kenny is either. I think that the gap between Joe Flacco and everybody else has only grown over these last 2 weeks.
I think that's important for people to hear.
Yes, I think it's, yeah.
And maybe it doesn't matter because Shador, if he's not available and can't play... unfortunately, tomorrow, then that's just the reality that this is kind of a missed opportunity. It's not his fault. But there was big-time Shador momentum after that game, and rightfully so. You could not deny what you saw. You could say, okay, well, it's against these guys, and it's with these guys, and it's a preseason. Fine, that's all fine. You couldn't deny the talent. Mm-hmm. The talent was there on display for everybody. But now it feels like missed opportunity because he's not... looking like he's going to play, and that just is going to put him back as they get ready for week one. And now Flacco seems to be hitting his stride after a huge performance yesterday in that dual practice.
Willie Nelson, still alive. Generalissimo Francisco Franco, though, still dead.
Still dead.
Still dead. Can't believe I said that about Willie Nelson. Good God Almighty. All you Morgan Wallen fans coming to town. I thought I listened to Real Country, and here I am. I forgot that Willie Nelson is still alive, still with us. All right, I'm going to get to the Guardians here in a second. Lima and I are going to get to the Guardians here in a second because Lima had a hell of an argument to give. But I think it's time for a Kafis Corner. Are we putting Mitch on the spot?
What's up, boys?
All right, give us the Kafis Corner after the Guardians won last night over and the Miami
not only
Marlins.
Did they take another series? This now means they are 9-1 in their last 10 series as they continue their upward trajectory.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Colin Joseph Cephas last night in the Guardians' 9-4 victory over Miami had a bit of a tough time making contact. Had two strikeouts to start off the game, chasing balls in the dirt. Had a hit by pitch later on in the game that he took off the back left upper ankle, which is painful. And then in the seventh inning during that Guardians 4-run stretch, he finally got things going with a high chopper that Jose Ramirez hustled out to get to home plate, and that started the rally that got the Guardians the cushion that they needed to take the series against Miami.
Would you call it a Baltimore chop if you were doing play-by-play?
I'd probably just call it a high chopper. I need to know the full definition of a Baltimore chop.
You don't know the definition of a Baltimore chop?
Not currently.
All right, stop listening to the show because I know you don't listen to it anyway, so I'm not telling you to do anything you don't do. And go look up what a Baltimore chop is. It's going to help you out, okay, young man?
On it.
They are 7-3 in games that CJ Cephas has appeared in.
They are what?
7-3.
Have him appear more.
You got to keep him in. Coming up in about last night, Lima isn't thrilled with the Browns over Quinshon Judkins and Isaiah Bond. We'll talk more about that coming up at 7:43 this morning. Lima, you, Anthony Dolan, are right in with it again for whatever. Everybody's enjoying what the Guardians are doing. Hey, you lost one to Miami, but you still took a series again.
Just keep winning
Fantastic.
Series.
Fantastic. Keep winning series. And they're only, a half game out right now? Yankees are idle, so they're only a half game out of the wild card right now. 6.5 out of the AL Central. And Lima, you just had to stoke the fire again yesterday, didn't you?
It got me thinking, you know, during the 10-game losing streak when people accused the team of not trying to win, and you were with me on that. That was silly. We understood the angst over the payroll. We all had angst over the payroll coming into the season. Some were louder than others, I'll admit. At that time, I gave them the benefit of the doubt because I said every year I'm giving their organization a benefit of the doubt because they always, all these years that I was frustrated with them, they would come out on top and they would, they didn't have a World Series to show for it, but you know, every year 31 out of 32 teams don't have a World Series to show for it. Mm-hmm. So overall, I think everybody would love the track record of the Guardians around baseball that haven't won a World Series over the last 10 years. Like, if you haven't won a World Series, you've looked at the Guardians as a model for your team doing the most with the least. So when we would bring up about their situation, I had a lot of people in my mentions, this is a few weeks ago, a lot of people in my mentions say, hey, at least the Browns spend money. That gives us hope. And it got me really thinking that I do wonder if there is a segment of the Browns fan base that would rather have the team spend $300 million every year.
The Browns fan base or the Cleveland fan base?
Well, I think one is the same, really. But yes, the overall, the Cleveland fan base, there is a segment of that fan base that would rather spend $300 million every year on payroll because it would give them the hope. Now we have what we need to go to the World Series because we have the money. And lose. Rather than where they are, spend $100 million every year, $120 million, whatever it is, spend that much every year and win, which is what looks like they're on the verge of doing again. It looks like they're on the verge of pulling off, out of the depths of despair, another playoff bid, which is just incredible. When guys like me, I'm guilty of it, left them for dead, buried them again, and most of the city did, and it looked like there was no hope during that 10-game losing streak.
So you're asking people, if they believe there's fans out there that would rather have the Guardians spend $300 million and lose?
I know there are fans out there because they're the Browns fans. Because the Browns fans were in my mentions telling me that at least the Haslam spend $300-plus million.
See, that's the problem I have. Listen, I'm a football guy, but damn it, they're different sports.
Sure.
They're different sports.
But they told me that they have an ownership that's willing to spend no matter what. They'll take that every time than an ownership that isn't willing to spend.
The Guardians are responsible. Like, guys, I don't think tremendously highly of the go for it of Paul Dolan and his regime. But I don't think he's a terrible owner. I think he's a responsible owner. I think he keeps people in his employ. He doesn't make you not care about the Guardians the way that they do in other cities with their baseball teams. So in so many ways, he's a responsible owner. I get mad at him for the crying poor stuff because that seems to be that's been the message from
a designer shoe warehouse. We believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates. from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at Bragworthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When his father was in charge to when him in charge, it's just always this empty pocket stuff. And it's like, dude, it's pro sports.
And I've agreed with you. The team has been awful.
The team is, I mean, good God, the Browns have gone from $1 billion to like $6 billion in valuation over the last 10 years or whatever the hell it is. You look at what the Guardians are. What are the Guardians worth according to Forbes?
Seen 1.6, 1.7.
I've seen even more. So if you're looking at that going, good God, you bought the team for $300 million 20 years ago. So you're looking at a hell of a profit right now. Don't tell me you ain't got the money when you can just sell the asset and give it to somebody who does have the money to do so. But that all said, I've always had to say right after those sentences, yeah, but be careful what you wish for. Because when you get new owners, everybody's excited. And then they start to do the things that make them new owners, which are usually horrific mistakes. And that's not just in baseball. I think that's in every sport.
Yeah, like I think we would have all celebrated had the Dolans sold the team to like Steve Cohen, right? We would have lost our collective minds. And then what would he have probably done after one bad year? Probably would have gotten rid of the front office.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's just how it works.
Yes.
Right? Hey, I'm an owner. I want my guy. I don't care. I don't care that the rest of baseball is envious of the Guardians organization for doing the most with the least.
I can't meet those people halfway. I know if they're just Browns fans and they don't care about the Guardians, then I can't have that conversation. I care about the Guardians. Now, again, football. I care about the Guardians. And I'd much rather have this. I'd much rather be clenching my fists and being really mad at them. I'd rather just be really mad at the Dolans for not spending quote-unquote money than not caring. They still make me care. It can be frustrating, but I still care. It's a competitive team. I'm still entertained by them. So I don't agree with any of that. I'm not saying that you're wrong. I bet there are definitely people who just rather spend the their team spends $300 million on players if they don't win. I don't disagree with you fully, but I just think that that's a terrible way of thinking. I think that's a warped mind, man. I don't agree with that whatsoever. You could spend a whole lot of money, and if you were spending money on a loser, especially because I would have to get used to it. Because if you were a Mets fan or a Yankee fan or a Dodger fan, I think you feel like, hey, that's a standard, especially a Yankee fan. Because the Will Ponds, you know, they had problems with the Ponzi scheme. Mm-hmm. What was the guy's name? Madoff.
Madoff, yeah.
They had a problem with that going on, so they didn't necessarily have the funds to do some things after a while. But if you were a Mets fan, Yankee fan, Dodger fan, you probably just say that that's a standard. Well, go spend money on anybody else. If all of a sudden Paul Dolan said, we got $250 million to spend this year, I'd be sick to my stomach if this team was where a lot of teams are in Major League Baseball, because I feel we'd never get that chance to do it again. I mean, I cannot tell you the depths of despair. Like, this is our golden opportunity to bring in these players. And if it didn't look like this was going to work, first off, we'd be on the hook for some of these players. I mean, we'd be trying to get rid of some of them, but we'd be on the hook for some of these guys because they'd be terrible. And the other thing is, I don't think we'd ever get to enjoy it again. Like, a Mets, Yankee, Dodger fan thinks that there's just going to be another train coming. Get rid of Cashman. Get rid of Aaron Boone. There's another train coming. Get rid of this player and that player. We'll get more. We'll buy other players. But for a Guardians fan, if you just had, like, if David Blitzer came in and goes, all right, we're going to start with a bang. Here's $230 million. You can spend it on your players. And they didn't get that job done. Oh, my God. You want to talk about depression. I don't know where I'd go with the Guardians.
Well, and it sucks. It sucks having to sit here and talk about a owner like the Dolans, who, materially speaking, here in Northeast Ohio, they are rich, right? They are absolutely rich. But we're talking about them as if they are a small business having to run it paycheck to paycheck and, you know, business quarter to business quarter and run it like a business. That sucks. I will say they did, the minute they got the BAM Tech money, they spent it. It rolled right back into payroll. The minute they sold Sports Time Ohio, right, they rolled it right back into payroll. Not in a good way. What, that was the Swisher and Bourne contracts. So I do think if there was an announcement tomorrow that one of the local affiliates was willing to give the Guardians $50 million for the rights, which that is not happening and not even close, which, again, this regional local TV thing has...
We'll see if I can pass a hat around or something.
It has disproportionately, you know, impacted the Guardians worse than, like, the Rangers. The Rangers went from $120 million local TV money to, like, $50 this year. Okay, the Guardians went from, like, $50 to $60 to maybe $10. So we've gotten screwed on that, but if magically tomorrow they found another $60 million, I do think they put it right back into the ball club because they do have a history of doing that. Unfortunately, we're in like one of the... People keep saying, I saw yesterday, stop calling the Guardians a small market team. And I'm like, guys, in baseball, don't look at population. Don't look at metro area. Don't look at any of that. There's only one thing to look at to determine if you're a big market or a small market, and that's your local TV money. And the Guardians have one of the worst situations going in all of baseball, local TV.
Malone in Lakewood, you're first up on the Fan. Hello.
Morning, gentlemen. Morning.
Morning.
I think I would rather the Browns have the Guardians' success, and then I'd rather have the Guardians have had the Cavs' success, if I could wave a magic wand. But I don't think it has anything to do with the money. I don't care that they go out there and spend $300 million, because you know what's going to happen is we're going to get on them like the New York teams and the L.A. teams when they lose, and it's not sustainable in Cleveland. You can't just keep rebuilding a multi-billion-dollar roster in the city of Cleveland. It's just not going to happen.
Yeah, you don't have enough corporate partners. You know, attendance would go up. They would have that.
Well, I mean, I think we're a real good attendance team. I think you pack the place for the playoffs. It's a tough place to play. So I don't think the money really matters as far as... It's not translating for us. We're winning. We're a playoff hunt every single year. If I had that feeling for the Browns, I think I would explode. I don't even know what that would be like. And I got one more question before I go.
Yeah.
Is the sauce drawer at work, is that like give a penny, take a penny? Can I put one in one day and then take one out when I need it another day? How does that work, guys? Good morning. You have a good one.
Thank you very much.
I like that. Think about all the different taco sauces you could throw in there, the chicken place sauces.
I like to...
A lot of good ones.
I like to keep them separated. Taco sauces, Mexican sauces are the same. Chinese food sauces are that, like, that's a separate cubby. Yeah.
We don't really have a sauce drawer here. We do have a saltine shelf. That's about as close as we
can. Saltines. Oh, I know,
Jeff
of all
turn
the things
this place
to have.
Into the doghouse diner if you can.
Which
I mean,
is
that's
terrible
what he does.
For on-air radio guys. Like the popcorn and
but
saltine drawer.
If you're trying
drawer.
To do a challenge, fit 10 in your mouth in a minute.
216-474-0092. When it comes to the winning, when it comes to the winning side of things, like the Guardians, again, they play well enough to make you care. They play well enough to make you angry. Because they get close, they don't get over the hump. And then, yeah, this was an unforeseen this was a foreseen circumstance, not unforeseen circumstance, no matter what anybody in Major League Baseball wants to tell you. You could start to see this coming here, that this model that they had had with Diamond Sports was not going to work out. However, like there will be an end to that. Okay, what do you do after that? What do you do? Can you get something done with your CBA? And we've talked about that to death. I just think that those who...
Do our fans care about that?
But
like,
no,
do they even,
but no,
the nitty-gritty...
But the people sitting there saying they want them to spend $300 million or whatever, what you're accusing them of, I don't think they care about that at all. They're just not interested in baseball. That's all.
Well,
they're not interested in baseball.
I did have a lot of people say, could they spend another $40 million? And yeah, I wish. I'm just not sold that Blitzer is going to spend another $40 million. I've no evidence to back up... that there is an owner ready to pounce on buying the Guardians at 1.7, which is what I think the Rays went. I know Minnesota said they're not selling now. But all these teams, like the Guardians, are around that spot. We have a work stoppage coming up around the corner. I'm not convinced anybody's going to shell out that money and then up the payroll without a local TV deal another $40 million. I just don't know that anybody exists like that. And the other thing I would ask, like the caller did talk about, yeah, once you pay all those players, you know, you're in a different stratosphere in how you cheer for the team.
Mm-hmm.
I said this last week. How many teams' fan bases are thrilled with their baseball situation? Because the Mets fans are not right now.
How could they?
The Yankees fans are not.
Without a doubt,
so
not.
So do Guardians fans just assume if we spent and had the payroll of $280 million, $300 million,
they'd be happy?
We'd be happy?
No, you always hold it to a higher standard. You always hold it to a higher... How many max contracts do the Cavs have?
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Well, technically three.
Three. And how happy were Cavs fans during the offseason? How many people wanted to just mess with it? How many people just want Darius Garland gone right now? If I were to go, hey, you guys want to trade Darius Garland right now, how many people would say yes? They're not happy. They won 64 games last year. You just hold your team to a higher standard. That's supposed to be professional sports. The comparison, though, between the Browns and the Guardians, what you're saying, the $300 million thing, though, that's just not a baseball-first fan.
Now the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima give their thoughts on what you might have missed about last night.
Well, the big news yesterday involving the Cleveland Browns, the developments of charges dropped in the respective cases for Browns rookie running back Quinshon Judkins, as well as undrafted free agent receiver Isaiah Bond, who minutes after the news broke of his charges being dropped, announced on Instagram that he planned to sign with the Cleveland Browns, although nothing official has been made on that on the Browns side as of now. Now, there's been a lot of talk here over the last 24 hours or so regarding this Browns news and how the team has been developing. And we played Nick Wilson early on from Afternoon Drive yesterday, and he had some more thoughts in regards to the Browns signing of Isaiah Bond.
If I really had just hit the dumper, as it were, I might think about something. Maybe culture, in our case, isn't just about wins and losses. Maybe there's some problematic things here, or maybe we don't have the right leadership to lead this certain group of young men that we've brought in with problematic allegations against them. It is the process over results, and it ain't working. You could have more suspensions for off-the-field issues this year. If you're going in facing two, then wins! That seems like the wrong course of action.
I mean, I think they're going to win more than two games this year, right?
Yeah. We'll see.
I would think with this current team.
Yeah.
We'll see.
I'm pretty sure.
No matter who's a quarterback.
We will see. Respectfully to Nick's rant yesterday, which you could find 92.3 The Fan on YouTube, as well as still on, I think, online on Twitter and all the other social medias.
Yep.
I respect Nick's passion. I respect Nick's feelings. In all honesty, there's no but here. I respect his feelings. I feel differently, though. They are doing this. They know what they're getting into. I don't. And you could say, do they? Yeah, they know they're going to take a hit. They know what their team is. They know that they're a 3-win football team. They know that they are. They know that they are a team that's not well thought of around the league for one reason or another. They're very, very desperate. And if they're thinking if Isaiah Bond is going to be eligible to play, someone's going to pick him up. Why can't it be us considering our wide receiver room? Guys, you were just making a joke whether or not that we could fool listeners on whether or not to throw names together and say if whether or not Gage Larvadan is a real football player or other names that you throw with Gage Larvadan as a real football player in this wide receiver room. And if, God, I don't want this to happen, my God, if Isaiah Bond or Quinshon Judkins, whenever he signed, step out of line, it'll just be part of everything that goes against these guys. It's just part of the overall case against Andrew Berry and Kevin Stefanski. But if they go out and win, when everybody says, well, and Nick did say this during the rant, Philadelphia, they have off-field, they have prior transgressions, they got their Super Bowl. See, that's what matters. That's what matters here. And again, if you can find morality in pro sports, that's great. But I don't think we should go looking for it, or we're going to be very upset people.
I just think in this case, they just Isaiah Bond, they could have just, and I understand completely, it was another he said, she said. This one was sexual assault. And I've read up on the case. I've read everything he had to say about it. I read everything the accuser had to say about it. And after reading that, I would just be like, you know what? Let's just wait a little bit. Maybe not the same day that the Junkins news came down.
Going from the Browns trying to find a way to win to overcome these controversies to a team that's won with controversies this season, the Cleveland Guardians, who took 2 of 3 from Miami this week with a 9-4 victory yesterday that had a lot of the team working well offensively. Stephen Vogt, the manager of the Guardians, talking about winning this fifth consecutive series since the break.
I mean, that's what we always talk about, win every series. That's the goal, and our guys have been playing really good baseball the last 6 weeks or so, whatever it is. I don't even know anymore. But we just want to continue that trend, continue to win series, and give ourselves a chance every night.
I mean, really, the worst thing they did other than lose yesterday was just getting down constantly to a team like Miami, who's not a bad team per se, but they're just not, they're not one of these standouts in the National League.
Who's not a bad team per se?
Miami. I mean, they're not.
Miami's a bad team.
They're not terrible. But Atlanta's a bad team this year. Washington's a bad team. Miami's ahead of both of them.
This doesn't mean they're good. They're just ahead of two bad teams.
I think they're an average team. But you needed to win at least
two
out of three.
I'm not going to bicker with you about Miami. Yeah, they needed 2 of 3, and they got 2 of 3. That's fine. I mean, if they get 2 of 3 against Atlanta, it's still professional baseball. I would like them to sweep bad baseball teams. I think that both are bad, frankly. I'd like them to sweep bad baseball teams. That'd be nice. But if I get 2 out of 3 with pros, that's great. Winning series. If you keep winning series, you're probably going to find yourself in a wild card spot.
Do we think right now where when they lost that 10 straight game, I thought there was 0% chance they were making the postseason. Today, as it stands, August 15th, after they've won 9 out of their last 10 series, give me a percentage chance.
55. I agreed with Owen, though. I did not think it was zero because Owen kept bringing up the strength of schedule. And I go, yeah, you know what? I know we're really angry. You watch. You watch. Go ahead, Owen.
I don't need to say my number.
It's 100%.
It's 100%. It's 100%?
Yeah. It's been 100%.
They're making the playoffs. Wait, guys. I'm not backing off of
that. Did you give a number?
I think 60 now. I'll go ahead of you.
Yep.
No, Anthony Dolan's going to go ahead.
Yeah, after the Class A stuff, I especially thought, like, this is over. Not just because they lose the closer, but, and Cade Smith has filled in nicely.
60%. That's an interesting number. They were willing to give Stephen Kwan maybe 60% of what he really wants.
Going from that over to some developments yesterday involving the Cleveland Browns. They had practice yesterday. We might get to that in a second here, but I want to play this to you. This is from Cameron Justice's Twitter last night. Morgan Wallen is not the only...
Cam Justice!
Morgan Wallen's not the only big concert we have this weekend, folks. Lil Wayne was at Blossom Music Center last night. Had a shout out in his sign off from the show. Had a shout out to one popular Cleveland Browns player right now.
It makes a noise with the best rapper alive. One time with my mother, Shador Sanders.
How well does Shador have to play this year to get on a feature track with Lil Wayne?
Oof. Well,
he has to play in the first place.
Sure.
That's why I'm upset about this oblique. This is a big question here. You're 44 years old. You are 43 years old.
44 years young.
You guys are 5 years, 4 years older than me. Let me ask you this. Did you guys have CDs of Lil Wayne Cash Money Records back in the day?
Did. Yes, indeed.
Hell yeah. Not 400 just, degrees.
Every week we went and got one.
Yes. Well, there were all of Cash Money.
Yeah, Turk, BGZ, Lil Wayne, Juvenile is probably the best out of them, right? Yeah. Best out of them. Manny Fresh, Birdman, who I don't believe talk to each other anymore.
No.
Yeah, they don't talk to each other anymore.
That's unfortunate.
I don't know if Tiny Desk is still a thing, but Juvenile's Tiny Desk with Manny Fresh there, you need to go watch it 4 or 5 times. It's amazing.
I've determined my new favorite of all the Tiny Desks.
Go ahead.
As I told Ken, I binged them over the last week because R.I.P. to NPR. The one
coming in hot, 9:45.
Scarface. Watch Scarface.
Oh, yes.
And tell me that dude's not a theater kid.
Who you representing,
He was incredible.
I was going to say, I don't really know much about Lil Wayne because I'm far, far younger than you guys.
Yeah, you are. You should. But it doesn't matter. Wait a minute. I know about classic rock. That was all before I was born.
Had Emmanuel Classe not did what he did, he probably would have got a shout out because he comes out the fireman. Well, he did. Now he just...
Hey, I mean, Lil Wayne did a song for Skip Bayless. Was it Mercedes, the female rapper?
That badass Benza.
Was it Mercedes?
You're the one that can't keep it old. Because I can't say the rest of that. I'm going to get fired. Can't do that.
Or was it Gangsta Boo? Who was the best?
I don't remember,
back then?
That's it for about last night.
That's Mitch Spinell, coming up at 8:20 is Daryl Rutter, Then you got Nathan Zagura, Then at 9:43, it's coming in hot, 216-474-0092, Coming up in 5 minutes, I can't stop. Once you start, you can't stop. That's probably how that all started with him.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.